You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
All right. Hey, chiropractors. We're back at it again, another session here. Today, we're going to be talking about video. This is pretty well known in the chiropractic space that video content does really, really well in promoting practices. So we're going to dive into best practices for video, topics for video, equipment for video, how you can, as a doctor, crank out video content for your practice to promote your practice, educate your patients, and drive the growth that you want to see. So let's just dive into this and start going through some really good information here to help you start creating video content today. First, we're going to talk about why it's important to create video content. So if you look at the population in your area, or really the world, you can kind of bucket the people into two groups. The first group is the what we call the educated group. This is the group of people who are already familiar with chiropractic care. They've heard about it. They've used it. They've seen chiropractors. They're familiar with, you know, the benefits that it can have on their lifestyle. And then on the other side, the other bucket, you have this huge part of the population, probably the majority of people who are uninformed, who don't really understand the power that chiropractic care has. So this group of people, we need to teach them. We need to show them the power that chiropractic can have on their health, teach them all the different things that chiropractic care can improve upon in their life and in their health. There's so many people that are driving by your office every single day who need chiropractic care and they just don't know it. They're having headaches, they're having back pain, and they don't understand that you are the solution. So video content allows us to educate these people because video content is super easy to consume. It's very inexpensive to promote video content, and it also creates a high level of brand awareness. When people see you on the screen, they start building that relationship with you. They start understanding that you're the authority, you're the go-to person. There's this rapport that gets built through these digital video content pieces that help connect you to your audience. And it greatly increases the impact that you have on these patients and making better decisions for their health. So we're going to look at how we can take this group of uninformed people and educate them in the form of video content. If you look at a traditional patient funnel, the top of that funnel is awareness. We need to educate people so they're aware of the power of chiropractic, how it can have an impact on their health, how it can solve problems that they're experiencing, all the symptoms that they deal with in their everyday lives. So the goal here is to fill the top of that funnel by driving a lot of awareness. We want lots of people to see these videos. And then once someone watches those videos, you can, through digital marketing tactics, start retargeting these people over and over again. You can start nurturing them. You can start feeding them more and more content that teaches them about a new symptom or a new treatment that helps with their overall wellness and continues to improve their life. Eventually, you start getting them to the point where they need to make a decision. They're going to either start chiropractic care or they're not. You know, that patient journey is different for everybody. Some people will watch the first video and convert right away, while others, you know, it takes some time. But what happens with that retargeting is that they're seeing you over and over and over again. They're seeing your face, they're seeing your name, they're seeing your brand, and they're getting more and more educated every time. Each video is going to be a new topic, you know, a new treatment plan, whatever the case is, and it gets them further ingrained into the chiropractic lifestyle. So eventually, you know, they're going to be at a point where they're experiencing a headache and they remember they watched your headache video, or they're experiencing a lower back problem and they remember seeing your lower back pain video. They're going to think of you first. That's exactly what you want with your video content. So when we create video, this is the kind of the goal. Fill the top of that funnel, drive a bunch of awareness, create some interest, nurture the people that are engaging, keep feeding them, keep retargeting them. and then eventually convert them into patients. Use lead generation strategies through your website. Maybe you run lead generation ads on Facebook or other channels. Get them to commit to that appointment and come in. And of course, once they get into your office, you want them to turn into promoters, where they're referring their friends and family, their circle of influence, to also start chiropractic care. Now that they know the power of it, they're going to spread that message to their circle of influence. So lots of things going on here, but it all starts with generating awareness through education. And the best way to do that is through video content. So when we start talking about videos, what are we going to record? What videos are we going to create? What are important topics that we should be talking about in the videos? So let's recap that real quick. First, you know, something to consider that you should be focused on is symptoms and injuries, like problems. Focus on the problem that people are experiencing. Talk about, you know, a common symptom. Talk about an injury that lots of people deal with on a regular basis, whether it's, you know, minor or major. You know, talk about those issues that people are experiencing and help them solve those problems. There's two ways to do this. There's going after symptoms and injuries that are super common, so you can target a really large audience in your area. That, you know, headaches apply to a lot of people. Lower back pain can apply to a lot of people. Those are very common things that people deal with. So if you create videos around symptoms and injuries that are common, you can target a really large audience, a really broad audience around your area. On the other side, you could also go the niche route, where you're talking about something that's super specific. You know, an example that I use is if you see, you know, if your community in your area has a lot of golf courses and you have a lot of golfers, maybe you create a video that talks about, you know, back strains that come from having a golf swing. You know, when you're swinging a club over and over again, some people experience, you know, back issues or back pain. So maybe you create a video about golfing and the injuries that come with it. And then you go out and you post that and you target golfers with that video. That's super specific. It's very niche and it helps you speak directly to that audience. So you can do both. You can do things that are super common, and then you can also go after things that are super specific. And doing both is going to be a great way to hit a large audience, but also speak to people directly. And having a good mix of both of those types of videos is going to be a good part of your strategy. Then the third thing is, when you talk about these topics, you really want to provide value. When you're doing the recording and you're, you know, trying to come up with things to say, you need to give the people something valuable that they can take away from that video. Give them a lot of really good insights into these problems. Give them solutions. Give them tips and tricks, because this is going to help you establish that trust. You want to provide value up front so they learn to trust you. They see you as that authoritative figure. They see you as someone that they can trust with their treatments, because you're providing, you know, something valuable without asking for anything in return. So focus on providing value up front and your videos will go a long way. So here are some topic examples that you could record videos of. Tips to alleviate headaches and migraines. That's very common. You know, a lot of people experience that. Here's another example. Doctor, insert your name, guide to improving posture. Dr. Nick's guide to improving posture. Lots of people struggle with posture. I'm one of those people. Text neck. What is it and how to avoid it? You know, the issues that people get with their neck from looking down at technology. A lot of people experience neck pain from that. Talk about it. You know, proper sleep positions for better rest and healthier spine. Lots of people don't sleep properly. Lots of people struggle with sleep. That could be a really great topic to talk about. Whiplash, recovering from an auto accident. Auto accidents happen every day in every community. You could talk about how it doesn't matter if it's a small crash, big crash. You know, you got to recover correctly in that neck area from the whiplash. So those are some example topics. We have lots more topics that we'll provide you as well, but these are just some examples. Once you have your topic selected, next is to look at the structure, your script. What are you going to actually say about that topic? So what we've done is we've outlined five steps, or, you know, parts of your script that you should focus on. And let's just run through that. So the first part is the intro. Introduce the symptom. You know, an example of that could be, One of the most common things we see in our office is lower back pain. The next step is explaining that. Lots of people experience lower back pain. This typically happens because XYZ, you know, list out the reasons why people experience lower back pain, things that are really common. Next section, tips. This is where you start providing value. If you're experiencing lower back pain, here are some tips to help alleviate that pain and avoid it in the future. Give some helpful advice. What are the tips that you give your patients in your office when they're dealing with lower back pain? Just say that on camera. Okay, next section is the treatment. Here at ABC Chiropractic, we treat lower back pain by X, Y, and Z. We do this type of adjustment. We do this type of stretching, etc. Explain what you're doing to provide relief for those symptoms. And then call to action. If you're experiencing lower back pain, we'd love to help. Book an appointment. We'd like to have you come in and get you on the path to recovery. Don't get too salesy with this piece. You know, use your own words, be genuine. But this outline gives you step-by-step ways to introduce a symptom, provide an explanation, provide something of value, show how you're treating it. So educate the power that chiropractic can have on that symptom, and then invite them in through that call to action. So you can use this format for any of your videos when you're talking about any of these symptoms. And you don't have to use this format, but it can be really effective to have kind of a structure. Always use your own words. I usually suggest to not write a script, but to kind of have bullet points, because when you read from a script, it sounds very robotic. When you use your own words and you're just following a structure or bullet points, you come across more human. You don't sound like you're just reading something. So, you know, everybody's a little bit different, but that's my recommendation. Don't use a script. Instead, use kind of like an outline, and that helps you, you know, stay on topic, not let things like drop off or don't forget them, and gives you something like a guide that to follow as you're kind of working through what you want to say. Other helpful tips when you're recording videos. Record in batches. So time is very, very important at a chiropractic office. You're probably, you know, strapped for time. You're focused on patient care. So instead of pulling out all your video equipment and setting it up and thinking about your topics and writing your, you know, your outline and then putting it all away and then doing it again the next day or the next week, just do it a bunch of them at once. Get all the stuff out. Get your topics like thought out ahead of time, write your structures, and do a chunk of them at once. Record 4, 5, 6, 7 videos, and then put all your stuff away. And that doesn't mean you have to post them all right away. It just means that you've got them recorded, so that way you don't have to do it again for a while. Recording them in batches helps the efficiency of cranking out as many videos as you can on a consistent basis. Next thing to look at is, you know, some equipment. You can usually get away with just recording your videos on your phone. Most smartphones have really good cameras. You can get away with that. You just really need some type of tripod or stand to hold your phone, so that way it's steady. You don't really want to hold it in your hands while you're recording because it's too close. Your hand's not steady. You know, get a tripod. And they actually make these tripods with a ring light on them. So that way it helps provide more light from where the recording is taking place. Natural lighting is great. You always want to have, you know, your blinds open. Light should be coming from in front of you, not from behind you. If it's coming from behind you, you're going to get the silhouette feature. So have light coming in front of you. And that ring light on the tripod stand can really help. You can find them on Amazon. I think they're like $30 or $40. So, you know, minimal investment for something like that drastically increases the quality of the video. The next thing is your audio. So your phone has, you know, a tiny microphone on it, and it's usually not best suited if your phone is any distance away from you. So if you get these, if you go on Amazon again, they have these lapel mics that plug into your phone, and then they just like clip to your shirt. And that way the audio can pick up right from your mouth really closely, and it runs it in right into your video file as you record. They sell the lapel mics with like 20-foot cords. So that way you can still, you know, move around without having to be directly in front of the phone. You can, you know, back off a little bit. They're pretty inexpensive. I think there's like ones on there for $10 or $15. Well worth the investment. So get a lapel mic. Next, when you're actually shooting the video, try to get yourself in this mindset that you're actually just having a conversation with one of your patients. Don't think about, oh, I'm recording this video for thousands of people to see, so I need to act a certain way or I need to get it perfect. Instead, just picture the camera as one of your patients is in your office and you're doing a little education with them on whatever symptom that they're dealing with. And a couple of things are going to happen. It's going to help you sound more genuine. You're also going to not sound as robotic, or you're going to be more comfortable with it not being perfect. In fact, it's better if it's not perfect because it comes across more genuine with your audience. If you have super polished up videos and that every single one of them is perfect and it's, you know, you never study your words, you never have pauses or gaps, it's going to sound very scripted. It's going to sound, you know, non-human. So consider your mindset when you're sitting down to record these videos. Put yourself in that frame of mind where you're just having a conversation with a patient in your office. Another tip, use props. If you have a spine model, those are great. You're used to seeing a spine model, but most people never see those. So that grabs their attention in those videos. If you have a whiteboard behind you, you can draw on a whiteboard. If you can get a patient in your office to, you know, show what an adjustment looks like, that's super powerful. Normal people don't see that every day. So using visuals and props can help grab attention and give people something visual to watch while they're listening to you speak. And then the last tip is use multiple locations. If you record your video in the same spot, you're wearing the same outfit, and you have the same backdrop every single time, then people are going to, when they see a second or third video, they're going to be like, oh, I saw that before because it looks exactly the same. Change the scenery up a bit so that way when they see the second and third and fourth video, it's different. It's not the same exact spot. Something different's behind them. You're wearing something else, and it kind of makes them realize, hey, I haven't seen this video before. Otherwise, even if it is a different video and everything looks the same, they're going to think they saw that video and just keep scrolling through their phone. So use multiple locations, shoot some at the front desk, shoot some in an office, shoot some in an adjustment room, shoot some outside, you know, change that scenery up a bit so that way each video looks different. Now, if you are looking for more topics and lots of ideas for what to shoot videos on, you know, we gave a couple examples. We do have a resource available for you that you can download for free. It's on our website. If you just go to chirobasics.com/topics. There is a resource that you can download, and you'll get, I think there's like over 80 topics on this sheet of different patient education videos that you can shoot. We don't provide scripts, but we do give you the topics and, you know, name ideas for each of these videos. So that way you have somewhere to start and can kind of get the ball rolling. We'll email you some more resources when you sign up for that, but it's very, very valuable to get rolling on video content for all the reasons that we talked about before. This is going to transform your practice and your ability to educate your patients, draw in new patients, and teach your community about the power of chiropractic care. If you have questions about video content and the best way to distribute it, best way to shoot it, the topics you should be talking about, let us know. We're here to help. We want to see your practice. We want to see your practice succeed and crush it this year. So let us know if you have any questions. We're here to help.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chiro Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.